At this point, my dear friends, we have reached that chapter, chapter number 3 in the letter to the Romans, when the Apostle St. Paul is telling us the very basic statement, there is no distinction, all have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. This is a milestone in the letter to the Romans. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. There is a common starting point because there is also one and the same announcement for everybody. And that announcement is, God has opened the gates of heaven through faith. Faith is about accepting the gift that God has delivered to the world and that is present in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all glory belongs. There is no distinction. This is a way of proclaiming what the same apostle says in other letter. There is no distinction means there is no point in boasting, in thinking that you, because you are a Jew, you are superior to the others and you can dismiss them, you can despise them. And there is no point in boasting because you are Greek and you have great wisdom and probably you despise the Jews because you think they have no great knowledge. All of that is superstition. All of that is very basic and poor religion. The wall that was separating Jews and Gentiles, the Jewish people and the rest of the peoples, that wall was broken. There is a breach in this wall, and that breach was done by the power of our Lord's wounds. He has broken this wall because there is no occasion for boasting. The two chapters that we have visited in the last days, in the readings of the Mass, I mean, these readings have told us that both pagans and Jews have sinned. And that's the conclusion that the Apostle is bringing forth in the reading of today. However, this is not bad news. To say that everybody is a sinner is not bad news, because we are saying that in the context of announcing that all are justified freely by God's grace. It is so beautiful that the good news includes the bad news, embraces and includes the bad news. Does this surprise you? The good news embraces and involves and includes the bad news. Can you believe it? What this entails is that every time you say this is bad news, you could think this bad news could be surpassed and could be outperformed by the good news. The good news is surpassing the bad news in the very process of including it. And that's exactly what has happened. The only real bad news is that all have sinned. And the only good and the only real good news is that they are justified freely by God's grace. And can you see the good news engulfed included the bad news? And that means that my ugly infirmity, my ugly sickness, that is sin, the bad news that has accompanied all my life long, now can be embedded and can be surpassed by the good news. This wonderful step is done by faith, is done by accepting the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives, is done by recognizing that our sinful nature is already conquered on the cross, and at the same time that down the cross, with the blood that was shed for my salvation, I have redemption. I can trust in God's salvation. As we continue this celebration, we proclaim that we are the saved people. We are the sinners. But now we have a new name. We are the forgiven. We are the saved people of God.